Throughout the game, Hobie Baker was everywhere, and almost every time he shot the puck at the opposing net, it reached the mark.
If one game can get you into the Hockey Hall of Fame, this was it.
In the years just before World War I, Hobie Baker starred for Princeton University in hockey and football and remains the only athlete in both the College Football and Hockey Hall of Fames.
They had no numbers on their jerseys, and he never wore a helmet. So he was recognizable not only by his speed, but by his blonde hair.
You couldn't ignore him, this kind of blonde Adonis.
And this contributed, of course, I think, to the legend of Hobie Baker.
As famous as he was in his day, he is little remembered now, except for the fact that the award for the best men's college hockey player now bears his name, the Hobie Baker Award.
He truly was the natural, in that people were just absolutely blown away by watching what he could do. They said he was absolutely graceful.
The whole atmosphere was electric when he was playing. Everybody would just stand up when he got the puck or caught the punt.
Whenever Hobie played football or hockey, the rich and famous flocked to his games, including one of America's wealthiest men, Percy Rivington Pine II.
And he had this hero worship of Hobie. He couldn't spend enough time with Hobie.
To me, it sounds like definitely affection, absolutely attraction, and I would lean towards sex.
Then, in the summer of 1917, newly commissioned U.S. Army officer, Lieutenant Hobie Baker, was headed off to Europe and the Great War, becoming a much decorated fighter pilot.
If the big words of war, glory and honor and chivalry and romance, applied anywhere in this vast conflict, it would be in the air.
With the motor delivering full power, he suddenly pulled up in a right chandelle. At the worst possible time, his motor cut out.
Baker contemporary, novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote years later, "Show me a hero, and I'll write you a tragedy." I'm David Duchovny. Join me as we travel back over a century in time to reveal the untold tale of one of America's greatest athletes. From 30 for 30 podcasts, this is Searching for Hobie Baker.